I was going to say, as we move on to this, the ultimate is that there's a verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, which I have referred to earlier this week. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. When He becomes our object, the Spirit of God works in us to make us more like Him. And I think that's the ultimate goal that God has in store. I just, one other thing I thought I would bring up, we were in Romans, and the reality is that we are one. We've learned that throughout this week. But you and I have within us, one of the reasons why we may not express this reality, Romans chapters 5 and 6 and so on point out that we have, 6 rather, and 7, we have within us the sinful nature. Hmm. And unfortunately, that's a reality that we have. The other things are true, but this is also true. And that we have to reckon ourselves dead to sin and so on. We need to be walking in the Spirit. We need to lay hold upon that truth, or else, although this is true, the unity is true, we will be acting in the flesh. And that's a problem that we have in a reality. That's the reason why, one of the reasons why we don't express this reality is because many times we are living in the flesh and not really walking in the Spirit. So that truth has to be really made good to our souls for us to be able to live out this truth as well.
And I think that's one of the reasons why the Lord Jesus, back in John 17, why the Lord Jesus prayed, and Mark mentioned that he speaks to the Father, speaks to the Father as Holy Father, and he speaks to the Father as Righteous Father. And I think it's good just to look at those for a moment. Father, because of his relationship. And we know John 17, the first 5 verses, he speaks to the Father about himself. But then in that next section, as we've seen, he speaks to his disciples, about his disciples. And as he's speaking about his disciples, he addresses the Father as Holy Father. Because in the context, if we would read those scriptures, we'd see in the context, what he's speaking about is sanctification. Mm-hmm. Sanctify them by thy word. And Holy Father speaks about the holiness, and the word sanctified means holy, to be holy. And so we have two things that sanctify us, according to John 17. Obviously the Spirit of God, but we have the Word of God, and we have the Lord Jesus Christ himself, who sanctified himself. Mm-hmm. He gave us that example, and there's much that could be said about that. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to refrain. In the next section, though, I want to emphasize, he speaks to the Father as Righteous Father. And in the context of there, it's about being in the world, that they are in the world. And you know, the world in Scripture is always contrasted to the Father. Mm-hmm. For example, mm-hmm. in John 16, the reason the Spirit of God came was to convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Of the second one, righteousness, because I go to my Father. And so it's in opposite, it's always in contrast. And what's striking is, you know, when we look at the armor, for example, the armor of God, right? We talk about the armor of God, but Scripture also calls that same armor the armor of righteousness. And the armor of righteousness is in contrast to the world that we live in. It's in contrast to the world that we live in. So it's in connected. The world that we live in is against God. So it's against anything of God, and especially this unity that is of God. And so, and then it's also called the armor of light, which is in contrast to the flesh in Romans 13. It's also called the armor of God in Ephesians 6, which is, it connects to the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And that's in contrast to Satan. So we talked about the Trinity, but there's an evil Trinity, the world, the flesh, and the devil. And we see that this armor, we have armor, the same armor, and it defends all three. But I want to particularly emphasize this manner of righteousness, Righteous Father. Because every time I don't identify with a believer because they're different. Every time I don't identify with a believer because they're different. They have different skin. They have a different culture. They have different whatever. Then I am really denying the righteousness of God. I am just letting myself being sucked into the mindset of this world, which is against the Father. It's against righteous Father. So we want to see this because in the coming day, as we've said, as we've read in Revelation, we're going to spend all eternity. We're going to spend all eternity with one another. So we better start getting along here. Right? We're going to spend all eternity with one another. And the object of our faith in that day is going to be the blessed Lord Jesus Christ.
So the unity has a past characteristic. It has been made. It has a future characteristic. It will be displayed forever. Again, because God will cause it to be perfected. And I just love this little point that all those tribes and family groups and people groups and nationality groups, all of them can still be identified in that heavenly scene. It's really beautiful to think of that. We are not going to sort of somehow, I don't know, we're going to have the body of glory of Christ. And we will, yet somehow it will be evident that from all these different people groups, they will still have that individuality. God wants, he doesn't want a multitude of identical beings. We will be identical with the character of Christ, but he's going to get glory from our individuality. And in some way, that aspects of who we are on earth can still be identified in that heavenly scene. But so past, it has been made. Future, it will be made. In present, we live it out.
Yesterday, Steve gave us, I think, a 5-point action plan, a 4-point action plan. And go back to the tape to get that action plan. And I think it's really captured in the word endeavoring. Mm-hmm. Let's be intentional. Mm-hmm. Let's be focused. Let's, with the Lord's help, seek to really appreciate his prayer and to live in the good of what he has done for us. Let's just pray.